A Brief History of Albert Einstein, Space, Time, and Quantum Theory, E or an MC2 and the Foundations of Modern Physics, written by Scott Matthews, narrated by Daniel Jones. In the record of history, few names sparkle with the brilliance of Albert Einstein, whose theories redefined the laws of nature, and whose life mirrored the tumultuous waves of the 20th century. A Brief History of Albert Einstein delves into the extraordinary journey of Einstein, not just as a physicist who unveiled the mysteries of the universe, but as a profound thinker and humanitarian whose impact went beyond the boundaries of science. His story is one of intellectual triumph and personal struggle, set against the backdrop of global upheavals, world wars, the rise of fascism, and the dawn of the nuclear age. Einstein's life was as complex as the theories he proposed. Born in the relatively quiet world of a late 19th century German Jewish family, he evolved into a prominent figure whose thoughts and opinions were sought on a range of issues, from the ethics of atomic power and the philosophy of science to human rights and the necessity of global governance. His journey from a young, curious mind in Munich to a global icon in Princeton encompasses not only his scientific odyssey, but also his relentless quest for peace and understanding in a world that was often on the brink of self-destruction. As you turn these pages, you will travel through Einstein's life, from his early years marked by intense curiosity and profound solitude, to his later years as a global advocate for peace. Through detailed research and insightful analysis, this book aims to showcase how Einstein's groundbreaking theories emerged alongside his deep moral considerations and how his global advocacy for peace and dialogue was formed by his scientific understanding of the universe. This book is not just a biography, but a mirror reflecting the dual nature of human progress, our capacity for great knowledge and great evil. It invites you to reflect on the powerful role of science in shaping human history and the responsibilities of genius in the face of moral and ethical dilemmas. Prepare to be captivated by the story of a man who dared to look into the very essence of nature while never losing sight of humanity's potential for both destruction and greatness. Join me on a journey through the life of Albert Einstein, where the realms of imagination meet the harsh truths of reality, crafting a story as compelling as the mysteries he spent his life unraveling. Early years, family roots, and childhood. Albert Einstein, a name synonymous with genius and creativity, was born on March 14, 1879, in the pleasantly old-fashioned city of Ulm, in the Kingdom of Württemberg of the German Empire. The Kingdom of Württemberg was a state in the southwest of Germany, part of the German Empire from 1871 until 1918. His parents, Hermann Einstein and Pauline Koch, were not academically inclined themselves, but belonged to families that appreciated the arts and sciences. This familial dynamic created an enriching environment for young Albert. Hermann Einstein, Albert's father, was an enterprising salesman who later co-founded an electrochemical company. Despite his business endeavors not always being successful, Hermann displayed a spirit of resilience and innovation. Pauline, Albert's mother, was an accomplished pianist. Her musical talents were not just a personal joy, but also a formative aspect of Albert's upbringing, deeply influencing his love for music throughout his life. The family's Jewish roots were culturally significant, but they were not extremely religious. Thus, Albert's early exposure to religious practices was limited. The family celebrated Jewish traditions in a secular fashion, which laid the foundation for Einstein's later views on spirituality and religion. As a young child, Albert did not exhibit signs of the prodigy he was to become. Chubby, pale, and with thick black hair, he was very reserved and introspective, causing his parents considerable concern about his silence. They even consulted several doctors who reassured them that nothing was wrong with the little boy. It is said that Albert didn't say his first words until he was between 3 and 4 years old. While other boys his age engaged in loud and bouncy play and games like soldiers, Albert was distinctly different. He found the sight of marching soldiers unsettling and preferred being alone, often engaging in thoughtful play with blocks and card houses. The block houses and card houses,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?